2AC Mornings with James. Now, there's not enough good news stories like this getting around, in my opinion, so I had to follow up with this one. Down in Victoria, not far from Melbourne, there's a fellow by the name of Jeff Parks who absolutely loves Tathra. He comes up to Tathra regularly for fishing trips, so much so he's a member of the Tathra Amateur Fishing Club. And joining us now to tell us a bit more about it and a bit more about Jeff is Kerry McKee, the secretary of the Tathra Amateur Fishing Club. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, James.
Tell us how you know Jeff.
Well, it's funny, I've only met Jeff occasionally face to face, but I do the base radio for Tathra Base for our marine radio for the boats at sea. So we've really spoken more on the radio than we have actually met, but I have met him a couple of times cleaning big fish.
Oh, right. So he's a pretty good fisherman by the sounds of it.
He is a good fisherman and he loves it and he loves Tathra.
Yes, and why wouldn't you? Now, Jeff is down in Victoria, so he has been, you know, in lockdown with all the restrictions down there, and he's been pretty upset from what you've told me that he can't get back to Tathra.
Yes, he's been very upset, and there's 11 of them all together. He's got his grandchildren, and I think he might even have great-grandchildren, and he's instilled in the whole family the love of Tathra. So I think it's not only Jeff, I think it's now the whole family that are sort of champing at the bit for the border closures to be over.
And how did you know that Jeff was upset? Did he reach out to you, or did you reach out to him?
Oh, I stay in pretty regular email contact with all our members. I send out little bits and pieces and newsletter, one of which at the moment is long overdue. And Jeff just emailed me to say, you know, how much he was missing Tathra and how he wished he could be up here. And I just thought, I'll just send him some sand and some shells from Tathra Beach.
And that apparently made his day. Like, what was his reaction to that?
I don't think he'll mind me saying that he did say he got a bit teary.
Wow, it's such a nice thing that you've done there, Kerry, especially, like you said, given you don't know Jeff that well, to do something like that. And obviously he felt very emotional about that. That's such a lovely thing.
Yes, James, isn't it funny that such a small thing that you don't really think will have much impact, you know, it does mean a lot to somebody. I'm really thrilled, and I think Jeff will agree with me that it's helped him, and, you know, I suppose in a way he feels closer to coming to Tathra.
Yeah, and hopefully it's not too much longer before he can come to Tathra. And Kerry, before we let you go, what's happening on the fishing scene in Tathra?
The fishing scene at the moment's very good. We've got an upcoming comp in December, and then we have an Australia Day competition too, which is on the 23rd and 24th of January. Our Christmas one is on the 27th, 28th of December. So hopefully all our Victorian members will be able to come up for that. The fishing has been fantastic. A friend of ours caught a 1.5-pound snapper only last week off White Rock.
Wow.
Yeah, good fish.
Very good fish.
And the flathead, as usual, have been around. You know, they're either north or south or straight out the front. This is a fantastic thing about Tathra, James. You're 5 minutes from fishing. There's no bar. You know, it's the safest place to go out through Kynini. You can have the boat in the water and then your line in the water 5 minutes after leaving port and catching good flathead.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to bag out when the fishing is that good. Kerry, thank you so much for joining us.
James?
No, absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Kerry McKee, the secretary of the Tathra Amateur Fishing Club, joining us there on 2EC.
Mornings on 2EC.
Thanks to Tara Motors. Car due for a service? Tara Motors have factory-trained expert and master-level technicians ready to service your pride and joy.
2EC Mornings with James, and we spoke with Kerry McKee, the secretary of the Tathra Amateur Fishing Club, a little earlier, who discovered that one of her members, Jeff Parks from Victoria, was feeling pretty upset that he couldn't come up to the place he loves, Tathra, due to COVID border restrictions. And so Kerry sent him a little slice of Tathra. And joining us now is the man himself who is stuck south of the border, Jeff Parks. Good morning, Jeff.
Yes, one of the leper Mexicans.
Look, we know it's for safety and all that kind of thing, but it still must be hard.
Oh, but James, I've got to tell you, we've been more worried about you guys up there. Tathra must have had a terrible year. All our friends and the businesses, shocking.
We've certainly had a rough trot up here with the drought and then the bushfires and now COVID. But that doesn't make what you're going through any less difficult. And Kerry tells me that you're a pretty keen and a pretty good fisherman.
I'm not bad on the flatty.
Is that what you normally target?
Yeah, usually bag out, yeah.
Yeah, how long does it take you to bag out?
Oh, I'm a bit disappointed now they've reduced the bag to 10. They used to, 20 was a good... I go up there with... I've got three kids, three grandkids and their partners. 11 of us book a house every year and have done for 31 years. And This is the first year I'm going to miss out. We've had three holidays cancelled already and it's killing me.
It must be tough. And Kerry was telling me that, you know, how passionate you are about the South Coast and in particular Tathra. Tell us about your love of Tathra.
Well, my grandfather, actually, he was a farmer. He had a heart attack and had to get into another trade. And he had a beautiful voice. And he somehow got to be the manager of the ABC in Bega in 1955. And he rang my dad up and said, you've got to get up here as quick as you can. He said, you won't believe this place. And we got in the caravan. It took us 2 days because in those days the road over the mountains was single lane and unsealed in a lot of places. I think we stopped halfway along the way anyway and spent the night. Then we spent the whole of the next day getting there. I was only a six-year-old, and brother was getting sick and, you know, got in and out of the car. We finally got there, and then the next morning we went down to Tathra and I ran out in front of the surf club there, and wow, just blew me away.
Worth the 2 days of travel?
It was worth the 2 days. Been going ever since. I went there for my honeymoon. I even let my wife hold the bucket, then we went prawning at Wallagoot Lake. So, now I'm taking my kids and grandkids.
A lot of history with the place, and you've obviously been missing it, but you got something in the post recently. Can you tell us about that?
Yep. It was shells and sand off Tathra Beach, sent to me by Kerry.
Kerry at the Tathra Angling Club?
Yeah, and she is a magnificent lady. She's not just the angling club secretary. She's also our guardian angel. When we go out in the ocean in our boats, we log in the morning and tell her where we're going, what time we should be home, and we log in when we come home, and she keeps an eye out for us. So she is one special lady.
Tell us about receiving that package from Kerry. Was it something you were expecting?
No, totally out of the blue.
And what was your reaction?
Quite like a baby.
You got a bit emotional?
Yeah.
It's such a nice gesture. I was saying to Kerry, you know, because she said she's spoken to you many times over the radio mainly, that she probably didn't know you that well. So for her to do that and actually send that down to you, it's pretty special.
Pretty special. Her son, John, ran the fishing charter. I'm just sending her an email to ask her how he's doing. And he's a lovely man. And last time I met Kerry and saw John, he came over and gave me a beer while I was cleaning my fish at the fishing table. Just for no reason except this. Would you like a beer?
How good is that? Yeah, it says volumes.
Yeah, so that's Tathra.
The kind of people that we have around Tathra. And look, we just spoke with Kerry earlier, but she would still be listening. What's the message you'd like to pass on to her?
Oh, just thanks so much. Just, I'm blown away.
And Jeff, we know you can't wait for the borders to open so you can get back here to Tathra. And mate, we can't wait to have you back.
I'll be tying my boat up. I'll be bringing my kids and my grandkids. And also, I've got a sister who lives in Tathra, and I've got two other brothers and their kids and grandkids come regularly, 30 of us, regularly holiday in Tathra every year. So we can't wait to put our money back into the community.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, James.
Jeff Parks from Victoria joining us there, who's been really open with his emotions. He's feeling upset that he can't come on his annual family trip to Tathra. They've been doing that for 31 years. And Jeff's been coming here for 64 years. And a really nice touch by Kerry at the Tathra Amateur Fishing Club for sending Jeff some sand and shells off Tathra Beach. 2EC.